You're out or somewhere, a story of a woman, she's going through heavy child, you know, young life's years, struggling there with her Krishna conscious soul and all that. And then, after all these trials and tribulations and challenges and levels she's gone through, she comes to the point where she's actually realizing herself, her pure self is just, is, you know, we can show this in the film as some kind of inner experience there, where she sees herself, and there she is as the self of that body, and although she appears to see herself as someone else, then actually she's not, and so there she is, and she's not looking from that divine, very beautiful, very godlike, goddess-like self. And then she comes out of the material, she steps out, we can even put it as a stair that she's walking down from the temple-like within of her, and it's time to get back and act out there in the earthly realm again. And as she then returns, or we can just follow her down, yeah, follow her down that stair, a divine goddess-like woman. And then step by step, she turns into more ordinary. Simple, ordinary girl. But nice, and but not up there. And we could, if we want, throw in something there that she looks a little like a simply countryside girl, which maybe is what she is, small town like that. And and again, she steps out into the world in her physical body. And that way, humbly, as an ordinary Swedish girl or woman. And everyone else thinks she's just ordinary. But we know that she's actually a very, very special soul. So we can have this there to show that a devotee is not some big one up there, but it's just a humble servant and friend of everyone. And then we can even slip into Vrindavan, where everyone is like that, for a little moment here and there.